Now, from the left coast to the D.C. Beltway, covering the topics you love to hate and hate to miss, it's the Silk or Joe Show.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Silk or Joe Show. Co-host Joe with you all today. Always a blast to be in with you all. So, Silk or Joe Show comes to you courtesy of the Main Street Radio Network. We got to thank them for allowing this program to exist, this program that's been around in some form or another since 2013. So go to MainStreetRadioNetwork.com. You'll find out more about the Silk or Joe Show there. Find out about the Al and Nathan Show, too, which I also host several times a week. MainStreetRadioNetwork.com. Don't forget to check out the app for those of you who have Android phones. And we actually just updated the app last week. So if you haven't updated it since the 30th of June, you better start, because it's now out of date. The streamer doesn't work. How can you even hear me? Because the streaming service on the original version of the app does not work. So get the updated at MainStreetRadioNetwork.com, the updated Android app for y'all Android users out there. And we also, while you're at it, go to AlanNathan.com, pay some tribute to the late Alan Nathan, see some of his articles, op-eds, and columns that indicating his thinking, especially, you know, since I host his show in memorandum, I suppose. But yes, alannathan.com, that's our other website. And we are on social media, too. Facebook at Main Street Radio Network, X at Main Street Radio. That's it. That's the only two outlets for this show. Though, if you want to see if I'm hosting the Alan Nathan show that day or not, X at Alan Nathan. You can follow that, and I'll tell you when I'm hosting, when I'm not. And we want to thank the Salem Radio Network as well for distributing this show. And also Salem Radio Network now for handling our stream online after the previous company left us up the river without a paddle. I tell you, if your tech support is not working on days that aren't holidays, if you can't get a hold of anybody, it's not a good look, and you might lose a customer, as this company did. Anyway, so speaking of some tough customers, let's talk about what happened last weekend. 1 week ago today, the 4th of July. What a great weekend we all had, unless you are a Democrat, in which case you were trying to find 4th of July celebrations that weren't MAGA-coded and or cowering in fear under your bed because all the American flags made you feel unsafe, as apparently ABC's Sonny Hostin did. So if you weren't doing all that, then maybe you were out there having a good time. Or maybe you're the Patriot Front group. I talked about them on the Al Nathan Show earlier this week. And I did a deep dive into them. I didn't really get to entirely all of my notes, though, but it was an interesting group to read up about. Saw reports going back to 2019 about their composition. 300 members in 2019, and now 540, according to USA Today earlier this year. Yet somehow they get 400 of them. 74% of their membership out there on the Capitol on the 4th of July. Now, keep in mind, according to multiple sources, these people are not funded. Like, you have to pay for your own flag, you have to pay for your own shirt, you have to pay for your own hat, you have to pay for your own face covering. All that you gotta pay for yourself if you're a member. It's not anything supplied by the owner of the group. In fact, the owner of the group was a teenager when it started, and he lived with his dad. Might still live with his dad for all I know. The reporting on it in 2019 showed that he was living with his father. ProPublica covered this. And it wasn't in a very swanky mansion or anything. It was in a house with a rusted out boat in the backyard. So not very strong financials. So you wonder where all the how they could get a hold of all these members who have all this money that they can just dump into these projects. Such to the point where 74% of the members show up in Washington, D.C. Now remember, these folks have people in every state. There's 23 clubs, I guess you'd call them, scattered throughout the states. So you're telling me that these people clearly did not live in the area, yet they all got together. Somehow this one group attracted people who all look alike and all have enough financial resources and have no other plans on the 4th of July that they could make their way out to the Capitol, where, what, on that day it was like 100 degrees in the shade? It was pretty hot there. And not to mention what the humidity was doing to the temperature. So it really boggles the mind. And furthermore, one of the few times that you see them, like, usually their modus operandi is to arrive in a U-Haul truck and then pack up and leave on the same truck. But these people, instead of doing that or buses or whatever, they took public transportation. They never do that. So we're already stretching credulity to the breaking point, as the late Alan Nathan used to say, by thinking that 74% of this group would A, look identical, B, have enough financial resources to get from all over the country to the state to the country's capital, and C, would actually be inclined to do that on the 4th of July and abandon whatever other plans they might have had. So, and also D, do it on the 4th of July when it's so blazing hot outside. And yeah, again, this isn't like, unless they're all from Arizona, but even then they'd be clobbered by the humidity. I know, I talked with, when I went to the Great American State Fair 2 weeks ago, I talked with one of the vendors there from New Mexico. He's like, oh yeah, the heat up here is way different than what we get down there. It's killing me. And it wasn't even as hot that day as it was going to be the next week. So, yeah, already we have these 4 points against the Patriot Front group. And now we get this fifth point, where they are all on the subway car just in time for a photo op with a Reuters journalist. Come on, one, two, maybe two points of those you could argue away. But five? This group seems a little fishy there. And if we trace their origins, we see that they splintered off a group that was funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, isn't that interesting? Southern Poverty Law Center gave money to the group that the Patriot Front came from. So, what are we led to believe? Is the Southern Poverty Law Center paying for some of this? Is this FBI group, perhaps? Is this, because we know that the Southern Poverty Law Center and the FBI got together, colluded under the Biden administration, and perhaps that's what ended up happening. Perhaps they started even under the Trump administration. And they decided, you know what, we're going to use this group the same way we do with other fake extremist groups. We're going to use it to try and snatch up a few stray extremists and prosecute them. As what actually happened back in 2022 in Idaho. There was supposed to be some kind of pride event in Idaho, and 30 of these Patriot Front folks showed up to the event. And they got arrested because they had been planning to do some mischief there, right? But they hadn't done anything yet. Law enforcement knew in advance what they were going to do because they had infiltrated the organization. And they just got all these people together to commit a crime, basically. And who knows, maybe the person ordering it to be done was the law enforcement agent. This has happened before. Recall back in 2020 what happened with the kidnapping of Governor Whitmer in Michigan. There was this plot to kidnap her. And it turns out there were more federal agents than civilians in on that plot. Like, the feds created the plot. They found a couple of people to try and radicalize to carry it out, and then arrested those people when they went to carry it out. So it's not a new idea that the Patriot Front group would also be a sort of federal group like this, and perhaps created in collaboration with the Southern Poverty Law Center to round up some of those white supremacist extremists, or at the very least, give a convenient photo op. And I will also, as further evidence, cite another statistic that I love to cite. During the Obama administration, 2/3 of Islamic extremists that the FBI caught were radicalized by the FBI. As a matter of fact, I forgot her name. I wanted to say Pam Grier, but that's an actress. Pam Geller, that's her name. When she held that Muhammad drawing contest in Texas, and those Islamic extremists came along to shoot everyone up, the FBI already knew about them. The FBI were just waiting to catch them doing a crime. The FBI might have been the ones to push them that direction to begin with. So we know that this is the sort of thing the FBI does. And also, it's not even... Arguably, it's not even the worst thing the FBI does. The U.S. government is the world's largest distributor of child pornography because, well, that's how they catch the child, the people who like to view that sort of thing. They attach certain stuff, certain things to the files so that they can track your computer as you view the images. And then they arrest you based on that, but that, of course, means they can only do it in the U.S., so there's people worldwide downloading it. So, we already know that this is not unheard of, that the Patriot Front group might be an FBI group designed to, you know, attract a few white supremacists in order to bust them. And again, that's exactly what happened in Idaho. That's exactly what it was used for in Idaho. So, we've seen that actually happen with this group. And the leader of the group, too, isn't particularly much of an extremist. I mean, he's in there most of his time is apparently, according to ProPublica, policing the forums to make sure that the users and the members of the group aren't going too far into neo-Nazi territory. And this group as well, it's interesting because they actually have a lot in common with some leftist groups. They think Jews run America, they want to overturn our system, and they oppose AIPAC. I mean, that's kind of what the current progressives do, except the current progressives are a bit more active in it. Whereas you have this occasional white supremacist boogeyman embodied by the Patriot Front group, you actually have the left with Antifa going out and busting heads and getting arrested for murders and attempted murders and all that. So Patriot Front group is actually relatively harmless. And we saw that with that photo op in the subway with the black chick on last weekend, where they weren't looking at her, they weren't harassing her, they weren't bothering her. She was safer there than Irina Zarutska was when the races were reversed. More Silk Joshua after this.
Just in time for the 4th of July, Amazon Prime is helping members save on two of summer's biggest expenses, fuel and food. Amazon grocery savings expert Griffin Buck explains.
Between July 2nd and the 5th, Prime members can save 50 cents per gallon on one fuel purchase at more than 7,500 participating BP, Amoco, AMPM, and Thornton's locations nationwide. Prime members can enjoy plenty of barbecue favorites under $10, produce under $4, and party-sized snacks starting at just $2. Plus, through July 7th, Prime members can save 50% on select ice cream and frozen treats online and in-store at Whole Foods Market. And members in eligible areas enjoy free same-day delivery on grocery orders over $25. Amazon offers a discounted membership to government assistance recipients and income-verified customers. Prime Access members can look forward to exclusive grocery savings. Look out for a $5 monthly credit from July to September.
Learn more at Amazon.com/Prime.
Ready to transform your side hustle into your career? Or does your small business need a better platform to grow and thrive? AI is helping everyday people turn side hustles into new business ventures. But while AI can help with the technology of starting a new business, there is more to think about. Deep Ubi, Global Head of Technology for Startups at Amazon Web Services.
In the AI era, founders don't need generic cloud guidance. They need answers tailored to their stage, their stack, and what they're actually building. AWS Startup Advisor delivers startups specific guidance informed by AWS Startup Solutions Architect expertise, helping founders make the right technical decisions. It gives startups more of the right context from day one so founders can stay focused on building. When startups get serious about scale, they come to AWS. We built AI-powered migrations, so the move is as fast as the decision, a full plan in minutes, and you choose how much help you want executing it.
For more information and to help give your startup the power it needs to grow and thrive, go to startups.aws.
Hi, I'm Kristen Levine, pet parenting expert. Though the most common cause of bad dog breath is bacteria that builds up on our dog's teeth, and over time it hardens into plaque and tartar. So this is a sign that you should talk to your vet about a dental checkup to make sure your dog may need a dental cleaning, but you can also implement daily dental treats. And when you're looking for a dental treat for your dog, you want to find something that has ingredients that support fresh breath. You want one that has great texture so your dog will enjoy chewing it, and ideally you want something low calorie enough that you can treat it multiple times a day. And for all those reasons, we use Minty's Fresh Bites here at our house with my dog Tulip. I chose them because they have 5 natural breath freshening herbs. They're only 7.5 calories, and it's a simple way to keep her breath fresh, but also build some special bonding moments for us 3 or 4 times a day when she gets those multiple treats. You can visit Minty's.com and you can get Fresh Bites at Walmart.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country, but unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The mission of paralyzing.
Welcome back to the Al Nathan Show, everybody. Silkwood Joe Show co-host Joe with you all today. And we are joined now by Michael Morris, director at the Media Research Center's Free Speech America. Michael Morris, appreciate you being on the show again. How are you today?
Thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. Doing great.
I'm glad to have you. So last time you were on, I'm going to get to the topic about Apple and Google News and all them in a moment, but I realized when I was looking at your bio here the last time you were on, you were talking about AI chatbots being weaponized to protect Graham Plattner, and just thought in light of what happened earlier this week, if you had any follow-up you wanted to give on that.
Well, look, you know, it's no question at this point that the Silicon Valley tech giants are out to protect the left, and you know we had the proof of that then. And looks like maybe the elitist media, at least, might be backtracking a little bit now that all these scandals have come out on them. So we'll see if Silicon Valley tech giants do the same.
All right. Now, speaking of those Silicon Tech Valley giants, you know, we have these news features on our phones where, I guess on mine anyway, if you swipe to the right, then this the news stream shows up, and I've seen bias in it myself in the stories that it presents. Hardly ever see a story from Fox News or a story that's complimentary of the administration. But the Media Research Center, you all have been looking a little bit more thoroughly into it. What have you found?
Yeah, so look, we have been diving into the big four news apps. That's what we call them here at the Media Research Center since November 2025. That's Apple News, Google News, Microsoft's MSN, and Yahoo News. And most of these are pre-downloaded onto digital devices. And that's important because over 80%, about 86% of Americans actually turn to digital devices to get their news at least some of the time. Well, we looked specifically at the 4th of July here recently, covering July 4th through July 6th, we found 52 total stories about America's 250th anniversary. Well, 44 of those 52 were either negative about Trump or about America's 250th anniversary, or they weren't patriotic. I mean, that's pretty startling when this is being subliminally or passively or sometimes directly fed into the Americans' pockets, when it's in their cell phone, on their desktop or their laptop, or whether or not they're using an iPad or some sort of other handheld device.
Hmm. It's hardly surprising to me, I guess, because the people programming it, they tend to be incredibly biased. And we've seen recent polls about Democrats from Elon University. 55% want to move out of the country. Only 35% of Democrats are either proud or grateful to be Americans, meaning 65%, almost two-thirds, are neither proud nor grateful to be in this country. And like I said, 55% wanting to move out, with, I guess, the other 11%, I don't know, undecided on moving out but hating where they live. But you got to figure, those are the people programming these algorithms, putting all this stuff together. It's not just an unbiased news feed. What someone wants you to see.
Yeah, look, absolutely right. And, you know, it's roughly 75% of the articles that were about July 4th or the America's 250th anniversary came from stories that were emanating from leftist outlets, whereas only about around 20% or 19% were from the center, and then around 6% came from right-leaning outlets. And this is according to All Sides, which is an independent media bias checker. And so, you know, some of these bias headlines, for example, from Apple News, was "Why the Constitution is Making Our Politics Worse." That was promoted by Apple on July 4th. Another one from Apple, "Doge self-deletes on July 4th. A grand experiment fell apart long before that." And that was a Politico piece promoted by Apple News on July 5th. You know, some of these other ones, Google News, "Trump launches U.S.'s 250th birthday celebrations with partisan attack." That was from The Guardian, promoted by Google News, July 4th. July 5th one on Google News, "The Great American Betrayal" by The Hill. I mean, it just gets, you know, worse and worse the more you go through the list. I mean, why is that the sort of news and information that's being pumped out on the 250th anniversary of this wonderful nation that we live in, that is in the United States of America? Hmm.
I suppose it has something to do with the leadership of those folks at the tech companies. I mean, Ma'am Donnie was out there criticizing American citizens for his 4th of July address. And then there's also Joe Biden. He released a rather scathing one as well. So they just seem to feel, well, this is what the thing to say is on America's 250th anniversary, probably just because they aren't in charge. If the party that they wanted to be in charge was here, then on the America's 250th anniversary, instead, they'd be a lot more glowing in their praise, I feel.
Look, I think you're right. We did another study over the month of June, just looking at Apple News, and we were juxtaposing what Europeans and Australians and other foreigners were saying that were coming to watch the FIFA World Cup here in America. They said, a lot of them actually said, look, I've been lied to my whole life, and the elitist media over here in Europe or in Australia or et cetera has been telling me that America is horrible, that there's violence in the streets, and that I'm going to come here and have to worry for my life, and, you know, just everything's dirty and gross and awful. And their experience was exactly the opposite. One German fan in particular suggested that America is way better than he suspected. In fact, a Bostonian gave him and his family a ride back to the place they were staying. Unfortunately, his team lost, but he said, you know, he was in tears, crying about how amazing America is. And the elitist media are giving a completely different story.
Yeah, well, they're showing the story from their perspective on how America is. And unfortunately, the algorithms in the news sources seem to pick up on that bias as opposed to, a more objective look at the state of the United States, as indicated by what these people saw when they came here themselves.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, and that's the point, you know. Elitist media is biased through and through, and the tech companies in Silicon Valley are just regurgitating that same leftist bias. The poll that you mentioned earlier hits the nail on the head. We had that poll in our previous story on Apple News as well, and you're right. You know, Apple News, Google News, MSN, and Yahoo, what are they doing? They're just regurgitating the talking points from the left, the Democratic Party talking points. They hate America, and that's precisely the problem.
Now, these news outlets, the Apple News, Google News, do they also, it's not just an algorithm deciding we're going to show you X amount of leftist content here. It's also reinforced by choices you make, isn't it?
So here's the thing. With Apple News, Apple actually brags that it has human curation in its top stories. Okay, so they are picking and choosing the news and information that viewers see. And in addition to that, we did some digging on Apple News in particular, and we tried to block specific outlets. We picked a left outlet, a center outlet, and a right outlet, and we tried to block news and information from those just to see what would happen. And Apple News actually came up with a fine print thing that said that the editors could override the users want to block news and information. So even if you do try to block something on Apple News, Apple News is saying, no, you know, we're not going to allow that. If the editors at Apple News want you to see something, you're going to see it regardless. So, I mean, that's pretty outlandish right there.
Apple is turning itself into a news company, it seems. You know, my concern at first was that maybe the algorithm, it would flood you with these left-wing news outlets, and then you'd start clicking on the articles, and then the algorithm would decide, well, this is your choice, so now I'm going to show you even more of this content. But Apple, they just take it right out to the next level and decide, well, we're going to show you only what we want. Forget the algorithm.
Yeah, and look, Google, you're right about Google. Google blames the algorithm for the news and information that you get. But you're right, it may be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Google is showing you leftist information. There is no doubt about it.
All right, well, Michael Morris, appreciate you being on the show to talk about this. About 10 seconds left. Where can our listeners find more of your work?
Check us out at mrcfreespeechamerica.org, mrcfreespeechamerica.org. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, glad to have you on. And listeners, we got more Silk or Joe Show after this break, so stick with us.
Summer promotions are rolling out nationwide with companies introducing deals, rewards, and limited-time offers as part of America's 250th anniversary celebrations. With more, here's lifestyle expert Julie Lofrady.
Circle K is celebrating America's birthday, and the free Inner Circle Rewards program is your ticket to the party, unlocking the best deals all summer long.
And this summer, the fun doesn't stop there.
On July 1st, Inner Circle members can enjoy any size pull or pop for just 25 cents at participating locations nationwide. Fans can also show their Polar Pop Pride with new limited edition hats and tees available in stores now. Plus, through September 1st, play Scratch and Win daily in the Circle K app for a chance to win your share of more than $1 million in prizes, including free Polar Pops BOGO beverage offers and grand cash prizes of up to $25,000.
Download the Circle K app or visit CircleK.com/America-250 to learn more.
Fireworks by Matthew Burgess and Katia Chen is one of the most acclaimed children's books of the past decade and has earned multiple awards, including the prestigious 2026 Caldecott Medal. It's also the perfect book for summer reading, as it celebrates the sights and sounds of summertime as two siblings eagerly anticipate a spectacular fireworks display. Author Matthew Burgess.
Fireworks is a celebration of summertime and those everyday moments that loom so large and shine so bright in the hearts and minds of kids.
Illustrator Katia Chen.
To create the artwork for fireworks, I use cozy pastels, bold pops of paint, and even scratchboard to make the sights and sounds of a steamy summer day burst from the pages. I hope reading this book will become part of your own family's reading traditions anytime you want to revisit the warm memories of summer.
Perfect for summertime reading. Fireworks is available wherever books are sold.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and did you know that feeding birds is good for your mental health? A 2024 study confirmed what millions of Americans are already discovering. Birding isn't just a hobby, it's a wellness habit. Just 30 minutes of bird watching has been shown to reduce stress more effectively than a standard walk outdoors. Wildlife advocate Adrian Chizis is the Director of Consumer and Bird Engagement at Global Harvest Foods.
That daily ritual of noticing, watching, and being present is one of the simplest and most accessible good day habits anyone can build this month. And it's remarkably easy. You could be a bird watcher by the end of the day. All you need is a feeder, a bag of quality seed, and a spot near a window where you can enjoy the view.
Quality seed like Cool Bird Specialty Blends or Audubon Park Snack Stacks make it easy and keep the birds coming back. Visit morecoolbirds.com or audubonpark.com for beginner-friendly tips, seed guidance, and ideas for attracting birds to your yard.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show, everybody. Co-host Joe with you all today. Always a blast to be here with you all. And you know, I was just reviewing my notes about the Patriot Front group as I was scrolling down the list to move to the next topic, and I also saw something else of interest about them. After everybody else had really, even Democrats, had been cutting back on their COVID measures, Patriot Front Group had not. They were still masking and social distancing and all of that. Rather interesting, isn't it? Social distancing? I mean, of course, masking. They got the face mask on, but I guess they were had a different kind of face mask, perhaps, instead of the face coverings they use now. But even after COVID, they were still social distancing. Isn't that interesting? Kind of suspicious. Anyway, just like how the first attempted assassin of President Trump, who ended up killing someone in the crowd, that person also tended to social distance and wear his mask long after even Democrats had stopped. So when you see people like that and they claim to be conservative, maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, speaking of people claiming to be conservative, there's also this Kids Online Safety Act here, which passed on June 29th with a bipartisan 267-117 vote. I'm assuming Google AI is giving me the correct thing. So what's in this, though? Why should we care? Oh, we're keeping kids safe online. And not only that, but it's sponsored by people who... Actually, I'm not sure if Senator Blackburn has been on this show, but she's been on the Al Nathan show, and I'm 80% certain that Congressman Ralph Norman has been on this show, and he's the one who introduced it into the House, this version of it. But the Electronic Frontier Foundation describes it as, quote, buried inside the Kids Act are provisions that will push online services to verify all users' ages, require government-directed moderation policies for online speech, and even create new rules about private and encrypted communications. Come to think of it, would I need, like, warnings and age verification on this show? Because sometimes I will talk about topics that you don't want kids hearing about that perhaps under this act would be considered enforceable action against them. You know, if I were mentioned, for example, 250,000 rapes in England by Islamic immigrants against the native population and how the authorities were trying to cover all that up, you know, if I mentioned that, then quite possibly I could be considered, well, I'm talking about inappropriate topics, someone better do something about that under this Safety Act. Or I could be mentioning how, and it's really strained as to what we could consider to be enforceable under this, because there's not really specifics when you get right down to it. It seems to be entirely up to courts and bureaucrats to decide. And boy, don't we see where that goes. I mean, gee whiz, look what happened in Fort Worth a little bit ago, where during Pride Month, there was this Christian preacher, a veteran. He's trying to get onto public sidewalks that are cordoned off for the event, but he just wants to get over there and, you know, protest. It's his First Amendment right to counter-protest. I mean, how many times have leftists gone into conservative events to yell and scream and punch people and stuff, and police allowed it? But Fort Worth, Texas, police did not allow this street preacher to do it. In fact, one female officer told him he'd be arrested if someone took offense at what he said. Well, if that is the kind of bureaucrat who is enforcing our rules here, then this show might be in trouble. Anyway, so the House version of this Kids Online Safety Act is rather weak compared to what Senator Blackburn proposed. And at the front end of it, it claims that it doesn't call for age verification, stuff like that. But later in the legislation, it says these very things are needed when a website or app operator, quote, knows or should have known, unquote, that a child might use them. That is stuff that is inappropriate for children to access, though. The courts and bureaucrats decide what knows or should have known means. And you might be thinking, oh, this just applies to pornography sites. Well, no, it applies to any site that would have content that this act doesn't want them to be seeing. And it actually gets a little bit defined here, the speech limitations. You're not allowed to talk about illegal stuff like drugs or sexual violence or financial fraud. So if all that content is restricted, if you have to block children from doing that, then, I mean, news sites would need age verification, wouldn't they? Or maybe there's a specific carve-out for Fox News by the conservatives who drafted this, but perhaps not by my favorite source, Gateway Pundit. Perhaps they don't have a specific carve-out. But also, verification itself, though, it's not just hypotheticals. There's also gun websites that would need that. I mean, right now, if you go to guns.com, gunbroker.com, palmettostatearmory.com, atlanticfirearms.com, you need to verify your age to get in on there. You need to say, oh, yes, I am 18. I can use these services. So this law would impose even more difficulties upon the gun industry. by doing this. And like I said, you should know or reasonably have known that or knows or should have known. That's the exact words. Knows or should have known that a child might end up getting on there. So I don't think simply asking, are you 18, yes or no, will qualify anymore, which means if you want to go online to buy a gun from someone across the country because your local gun store doesn't have it, well, I mean, yeah, even the gun manufacturers, you can't go to their website without verifying your age. So how's that gonna work? Are all these websites going to have to scan your ID, going to have to scan your face, going to have to get a record of, yes, that's you who's looking it up? And I suppose you're out there thinking, well, I got to do background checks anyway. Yeah, but the ATF isn't supposed to have a database of gun owners, allegedly. They do, but they're not supposed to. It's illegal. And so now you're going to just make it easier for them. Oh, yep, this person's face was all over this website, so let's go persecute them. And keep in mind, okay, maybe with the Trump administration, you might not see that, but keep in mind, under the Obama administration, as far back as the Obama administration, look at the pressures they were putting on the gun industry. They were trying to debank gun stores and firearms dealers. They were trying to put pressure onto banks to not do business with them. Well, now imagine that same Obama administration, the even more radical leftists that are coming in, even worse than Obama coming in. You think they won't jump at the chance to see, hey, who has visited this gun website? Oh, we can put some pressure onto people doing business with this person. You know, it's the same reason with why, even though you might be in support of a cause, if you donate to them, you want that donation to be in secret. And then the IRS goes and leaks your secret information about donors, which leads to a whole lot of trouble. We've seen that happen. And we've seen the trouble it caused. Now leftists will be able to come directly for you. And boy, they do come for you. You'll see protests outside your house. We've seen this is all stuff we have seen before after violations of privacy like this. You're not doing anything illegal. You're doing stuff that, as an American, you should be proud to do. But if you don't hide your face, if you don't hide your identity, you're going to get a mob outside your house. You might get fired from your job. I mean, how many people would suddenly learn if their coworkers learned that they had a gun collection, how many people out there would suddenly find that the work environment just became a bit more icy because perhaps your work environment is full of leftists in your chosen profession, right? So this does have strong implications about privacy, not to mention the fact that with all of these different websites that now have to verify your age in some manner, that means all of these websites now, all these different people, have a lot more than just whether or not you answered yes or no to being over 18 on their servers. They now have, since they have to step up their verification, they now have to have, what, your ID, a facial scan? All sorts of stuff that could be leaked to not just people who want to get you for owning a gun, but also to people who want to steal your identity, or people who will use that data to go onto other websites in your name. Really, it's a big concern with that, what can be abused from this. And it's not just for websites either. They want to do it for encrypted messaging services, like Signal Chat, for example. Companies are told that they have to police the content in these encrypted text messaging apps. So you remember the big to-do last year when the Trump administration was using the Signal app to coordinate strikes and they accidentally invited someone in from the Atlantic. And by accidentally, I mean some saboteur in the administration invited this jerk in. Well, or it was just an accident because he happened to have a similar name to some other people. I don't remember where it fell on that. But anyway, that particular example, though, that particular Signal chat app, well, now that app will have to have a way to crack their own encryption, and they will have to be actively monitoring everything sent over it. So now what's the government supposed to do? Come up with a new encrypted messaging service? Well, wouldn't that be covered under this thing as well? Or would it just be government exclusive? The government gets to talk in private, but you, everything you say, no matter even if it's allegedly encrypted, actually isn't and is being actively monitored. That doesn't sound good. We're going to see this thing abused for sure. It's not going to be used just for the kids. It's another Patriot Act. you know, it starts out with, we're doing it to stop another 9/11 from happening, just like the Patriot Act. And then, what, within 15 years, now it's being used to persecute parents. Now it's being used to go after presidential candidates and presidents. Now it's being used to spy on everyone the Democrats hate. What do you think's going to happen with this Kids Online Safety Act, this Kids Act? It's gone by both names. It was Kids Online Safety Act in the Senate, Kids Act in the House, where it passed. It's just an expansion of the surveillance state. Perhaps it has a good cause at heart, but then again, did the Patriot Act stopping 9/11 have a good cause at heart? And we saw what happened with that. We're going to see it happen again with this, too. More Silk or Joe Show after this break.
Many Americans believe HIV is no longer a serious health concern, but experts say that misconception, along with lingering stigma, can delay testing and treatment. While advances now allow people to live long, healthy lives with HIV, early diagnosis and staying on treatment remain critical. Helen Everett, a pharmacist with CVS Specialty, explains.
Today's treatments offer more options, including single daily pills and long-acting injectables, with fewer side effects, making it easier to stay on therapy and maintain an undetectable viral load. As needs evolve, personalized care for a healthy aging is essential.
For patients like Christopher Hooper, that support has been life-changing.
When I was first diagnosed, HIV felt like a death sentence. Today, it's completely different. And with support from my CVS specialty pharmacist, I'm able to stay on track and live a healthy life.
Regular testing, early diagnosis, and consistent care are key. Visit cvshealth.com to learn more.
Summer is in full swing, and whether you're traveling by land, air, or sea, health experts say a little planning will go a long way in keeping you healthy away from home. CVS Pharmacy is helping travelers get ready with convenient services from passport photos to travel vaccines. CVS pharmacist Dr. Amy Lynn Valentine shares tips to prepare for your journey.
Fill prescriptions early and pack extra medication in case of delays. Keep medications handy while traveling. Put together a basic travel health kit with pain relievers, motion sickness medicine, sunscreen, hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, and first aid supplies. Check with a healthcare provider about international travel health recommendations and necessary vaccines at least 4 to 6 weeks before your trip. Need passport photos? CVS Pharmacy offers quick compliance services and makes travel prep easy and convenient.
Visit cdc.gov for more information or check cvs.com for travel-specific resources.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone, for Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic.
I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment.
This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all gotta help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're gonna be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. Everybody, co-host Joe with you all today. We were supposed to have a guest in this segment. As a matter of fact, in the, I believe it was the opening segment, when you heard my cell phone going off, it was someone calling to say, hey, yes, I am available for the final segment on the show. Of course, they keep calling me while I'm hosting, which is why you keep hearing my phone go off. But anyway, we were supposed to have someone in this segment, but I don't know. Well, while we wait for them, I will vamp a little. So we have... Actually, I might as well talk a little bit about what I was talking about in the last segment. Down in Fort Worth, Texas, what did we see here? In the heart of America, Texas, the heart of conservative America, actually, we've had, I think it was John Smirak, he's been on this show, he's been on the Alan Nathan show, talking about how Texas, actually, the only way that Democrats get into office down there is by pretending to be Republicans. So, and like a lot of the Republicans down there are just Democrats who decided, well, it's easier to get into politics as a Republican, so I will be a Republican. Much like how it seems John Thune got into office. I keep seeing rumors online. I never verified it, but I keep seeing rumors online. I mean, I have looked, given a cursory glance, trying to verify these rumors, but I haven't found any info verifying it, that John Thune was actually a registered Democrat, voted Democrat over and over and over again, and then finally decides, well, now I want to be a senator now, so I'm going to be in politics, so I'm going to go as a Republican because that's the only way to win in South Dakota. I don't know if that's actually true, but it matches what John Thune has done in the Senate so far as Senate Majority Leader. He's been a very good Democrat. Anyway, so in Texas, though, in Fort Worth, there was this Pride event going on. The video just was picked up by the Gateway Pundit earlier this week, but this event itself happened a while ago because it was during Pride Month, of course. But there's this... veteran who's a street preacher who wants to, you know, get in to this, get near this Pride event, and the streets are cordoned off, but they're still publicly accessible. There is no way that these people legally can be kept off those streets, yet this police officer, this is June 27th where this happened, this police officer and her friends, her fellow officers, are blocking this person from getting, the street preacher, from getting to that event, and threatening to arrest him if people decide that something he says is offensive. Now, wait a minute. I thought we had an absolute right to free speech in this country. It didn't matter if it was offensive. As a matter of fact, he presented court rulings as evidence to these officers that, yes, he is in the right. He has the ability to go into that event and say whatever he cares to. There is no law against it. It is not illegal. But they still blocked him. They just weren't having it. And then later on, of course, the Fort Worth Police Department, they come out and say, well, that will give First Amendment refresher courses to our officers. But that's how the leftists always work, isn't it? It doesn't matter that they later on they have to face the consequences. What matters is they got it out. They were able to stop this from happening. That's all they really care about. And besides, I mean, First Amendment refresher courses, as if that's an actual consequence of any kind. These officers honestly should have been fired right on the spot, but for violating rights like that are so very fundamental. But that didn't happen. So it really, how far off are Democrats now from the Chinese government? Because I saw this other article from Breitbart about how there's child abuse content on Chinese social media, and the Chinese government has been great about picking up political dissident content and removing that from their platforms, but with child abuse, they've been ignoring it. And one quote in that struck me out, a quote from the Breitbart article: the Chinese government is quick to punish explicitly political content that disapproves of, often imprisoning dissidents, journalists, even human rights lawyers on charges of spurious crimes such as, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble, unquote. Picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Well, that's almost the same thing that this police officer threatened the street preacher with, disorderly conduct. If someone is offended by what he says, disorderly conduct is what he would get a ticket for. That's what she said. Well, is that really the point we're at in Texas, in Fort Worth, Texas? And again, the police force there promised accountability. Oh, well, give them First Amendment refresher courses. What good is that going to do? These officers are just going to do it again. Nothing stopped them this time. Nothing's going to stop them the next time. It's not about stopping them. In fact, this officer did the exact same thing not that long ago. She appears to be the same officer in another video from a little bit ago of her doing the same thing. I believe it was last year that this other video came out. So she is... maybe did she face discipline for that too? Does it even matter if discipline is threatened, because the harm was already done? The whole point of this was to prevent the street preacher from going into a pride event. That was accomplished. Mission accomplished. Doesn't matter what the consequences are. And we see this with leftists and all the other stuff that they do as well, where it gets challenged and eventually shot down years later. For example, gun bans or the redistricting vote in Virginia. What was the original intent of that? To get it through and just have the legal challenge happen after the vote. Why? Because they figured that if the vote takes place and the citizens vote for it, then the courts will just let it happen. The courts won't take up a legal challenge on it afterwards. That's why Democrat prosecutors pushed to have any court dates until after the redistricting vote took place. Because this is how they operate. They just assumed that, oh, well, we will do this thing, and once we do it, there won't be any consequences afterwards. And look, that's what happened with Obamacare. That's how it worked for Obamacare. It was illegally put into place. The Supreme Court admitted it was illegally put into place, but they said, well, it would cause too much harm to remove it, so we're not going to remove it. Didn't matter that it was illegal. Democrats got their way. Didn't matter that it went to court. Democrats got their way. Doesn't matter that there were lawsuits, Democrats got their way. And that's what we see here. You know, they'll just make up a law, they'll harass you, because the whole point is kept this street preacher from this pride parade. It worked. Okay? He wasn't at the event. Mission accomplished. And now what's the consequence? Oh, First Amendment refresher course. They'll just do it again. And then they'll face the same lack of consequence again, because it doesn't matter. The goal is accomplished. The mission was accomplished. You do something, it doesn't matter if it's legal or not, doesn't matter if your judge shoots it down, it doesn't matter if your judge supports it, whatever, your activist judge, if you, it doesn't matter what they do. What matters is that it was blocked, that it was partly implemented. That's all that matters. Like with the gun bans and the gun grabs, for example, the Glock bans, doesn't matter if they're overturned. As long as guns were confiscated, as long as guns were stopped from entering the state even briefly, that was the objective. That worked. As long as people were stopped from buying a certain weapon, it worked. It doesn't matter if it gets overturned later. Especially when it comes to confiscation. Once it's confiscated, you're not getting it back. Oh, it turns out it was illegal that this gun was confiscated. Oh, well, you're still not getting it back. Like, if the Supreme Court were to rule on assault weapons bans and declare them unconstitutional, well, guess what? Any gun confiscated, that's not coming back to you. And any gun manufacturer that was hurt or injured by these laws when they were enacted, they're not coming back either. That's the whole point. Do as much damage as you can before it's overturned. Appreciate y'all tuning in this hour of the Silker Joe Show. Be seeing you.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-978-0600 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.